as I have been for the last 2 weeks. I am with Dita Weiss of Informa, the European EMS guru. Today, we just finished visiting two more EMS companies here in southern Germany. We began our day with BMK, the EMS in Augsburg, Germany. And then we traveled over to Memmingen to visit with Katec, but specifically the Steka group within Katec. So let's start with BMK. Why don't you tell us a little about it and just kind of give a profile of them for the audience, if you would, please, Dieter.
Yes. In actual fact, going far back, it is a management buyout of a Siemens factory in Augsburg. Okay. So the premises where we went this morning, they were quite big.
Today huge they house, campus. Yeah,
yeah, they house several companies, not only BMK, but... and the company belongs to three people who actually form the name of BMK, which is Mr. Bauer, Mr. Müller, and Mr. Knöfeler, and thus generated the name BMK. Today, on the operative side, they are not too much active anymore. There is a lady actually running the operations, Frau Dr. Bärbel Götz, and on the sales side, and that's the person whom we met, it is Andreas Schneider, the CSO of the company.
Yeah. No, it was, and like you say, it was a huge campus, kind of when we drove in there. That gives BMK a certain flexibility and robustness there that they can expand. I think we went into one of the halls that they had expanded into for on a temporary basis to cover a piece of business. But you know what struck me, I didn't know much about them going in, so it was a great opportunity. The culture of the company seemed very creative. They see a problem and they want to continue to get better. There's some specific examples. I mean, they were very, I don't want to say secretive, but they wanted to keep some of their processes private. But I would say they have created some creative solutions within the manufacturing environment to deal with some of the things that are just normal everyday challenges on a manufacturing floor. They seem to have been able to come up with some creative solutions for.
Yes, in actual fact, I think we were lucky that we were allowed to go into manufacturing, because normally everything there is quite confidential. They don't want too much to leave the company.
Yeah.
And you tried to make a picture of something.
I asked if I
you
could.
You asked and you were not allowed to do it.
Absolutely.
I can only tell you, I've never seen such a creative solution how to get the different components from the storage area to the different SMT lines. That was very creative.
Yeah, no. It was very good, and seemed to have a very flexible environment. I think they're pretty quick in their response to issues. The gentleman who gave us the tour, who manages the floor, was quite engaging. He seemed unbelievably sharp about the industry. I think he's kind of come up in the industry or within the company and now is in kind of the leadership role there. And they share some of the same challenges as everyone else. The materials came up as a concern. And they talked about some of how they're dealing with that and what they're doing with it. Anyway, I don't want to get, we're kind of limited to what we can say, but it is very, I think they have three facilities, if I remember correctly, right? The one that we happened to be in, no, the one that we were in, they had the one in the Czech Republic.
Czech Republic, they have one, just and one in Israel.
That's right, Israel, I forgot, yes.
Yes, yeah. So, they, in actual fact, they have three facilities, and I think what we can say as well, they have now focused a little bit more on prototype manufacturing. They even made a separate area for prototype manufacturing where they can deliver from 7 days upwards. Mm-hmm. What we saw as well was a 3D printing area, which was mm-hmm. quite impressive because they had, as far as I can remember, at least five or six 3D printing machines running, and they made special fixtures to test certain things, and that was quite interesting.
You know, the one thing that stuck with me, I think I thought Andreas gave a great analogy for the material pricing and the challenges in the industry. And I think he told a story where he told a friend of his, you know, it's like gas prices. You know, when you show up at the pump in the morning, you're not quite sure what the prices are going to be, right? He said, and that's probably how in material is going to be, even though some OEMs expect, oh, you know, I want to do long-term buys, just buy it and we'll establish it. It's like, it's not that way. And what the pricing is so variable in this environment based on availability. I thought that very good.
Yes, and we touched the issue of distribution as well. We probably going to have a separate session about that because we cannot just mention this in 1 or 2 minutes. It's
a lengthy issue, conversation, right?
If we talk about the future and changes within this industry.
Yeah, and that is one of the themes, and for our audience's benefit, we'll just say that that is one that you and I should come back to. We'll do another show talking about some of the themes that we're dealing with, and that has been a consistent theme that is being mentioned by just about every company that we've been with, that role of distribution and how that's changing. Okay, let's shift gears to the second company we visited today. We drove to Memmingen, where we visited with Katec, and this was actually with the Steka group. So Steka is actually a Katec brand. Why don't you tell us about the history and about that?
Yes, Steka is actually a combination of the name of the founders of this company in Memmingen. And in 2006, they opened up a facility in Bulgaria. And they were heavily involved in the solar industry. That's where Steka always had been very much focused on, and that's why when Katec bought these facilities in Bulgaria and in Memmingen, they actually kept the Steka brand, and they said, well, Steka is a Katec brand, so the company is today a Katec, but they specifically point out that they are as well Steka, and that is a brand of Katec. Mm-hmm. And they still do 35% of their business in the solar or energy industry, and that is quite interesting because that is where they have very strong knowledge and technology.
Yeah, and I think the focus really is on high value manufacturing, and for the benefit of our audience, I'll just mention that we have traveled to many companies. I think 10-12 companies at this point we've seen, and while I am able to speak some German, all of our, you know, to date, all of the companies we've met with, our meetings have been in English. This one was primarily in German today. So, you know, I was able to catch quite a bit of it, I think. But I trust that Dieter, you know, he keeps telling me he's fluent in German. So I'm assuming he understood a lot more coming out of that than I did today.
Yeah, I was lucky to do that. So finally, I have an advantage because I caught a couple of issues that you did not get. And I already had the information passed on to Rainer that I'm not going to share this information with you. So I have some advantage.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. But yeah, no, what we saw with both in our discussions, you know, what I was able to decipher, and also with the tour, which was quite, you know, very clean, very well, you know, kind of flowing, well-organized, you know, manufacturing space. And quite a bit we saw. We didn't spend as much time in the SMT. We were kind of more on the box build side for some of that, too.
Yeah, it was. And by the way, I see that most of the time, again, another factory where we entered the SMT area, and I saw three ASM lines running there, and I was told there is going to be a fourth line shortly. But the, as you said, the through-hole components, which we saw there, the manual assembly of the components onto the boards. Mm-hmm. And I remember you asked specifically whether they had selective soldering. No, yeah. They don't. Yeah? Yeah. But instead, they do cover the areas with the SMD components with a special frame that shields those components from being soldered, or better, desoldered. It was quite impressive. And then when we moved on to the mechanical manufacturing, we saw these individual manufacturing islands where one person does a full box building of the units before they move on to the electrical testing.
Yeah, no, exactly right. And, you know, they gave us the overview, and it, like I've been saying all along, we'll be writing up a profile, kind of overview profile of all the companies that we visited. As soon as I get some free time and have a few days, we'll get those written up and we'll figure out how we're going to publish those on the site. But for me, it was a good opportunity. You know, I've had the good fortune to be able to meet Rainer Kolpitz and to interview him and involve him in some shows over the last few years. Been a very interesting kind of a, and they're growing through acquisition, right? So I think they're number three, or you need to characterize that for me. You're the master on this. But, you know, about number three or so of in Europe currently, number two in Germany.
Yeah, so number two in Germany. They are number, it always a matter of, at the moment, we can only judge the ranking based on the 2020 revenues, and they're very close up head-to-head with Enix. Okay. On number three position. Number two is Scanfil.
Yes.
And number one is Zollner. So it's going to be interesting to see what the 2021 results will be and who will then be on position number three.
Yeah, no, exactly. So, you know, we'll let you do your homework and do your analysis over the winter holiday here, if you get one, and move forward with that. But for me, what I wanted to say, you know, I'm finally was able to go into one of the KATEK facilities itself, be able to kind of touch the product, so to speak, and get a better sense of the manufacturing and the culture. And, you know, each of these also kind of has its own, every company has its culture, right? And those become kind of palpable when you go through and meet with the people and walk the halls and see that. So
yes. Yes, I liked this facility, and it was very interesting to see the full process flow, which is happening over mm-hmm. there. I'm now really looking forward finally to get some numbers.
Yeah.
You probably have seen it. There were two new press releases today on corrections or tightening of the results of two of the public company EMS companies mm-hmm. in Europe. One was telling us that their expectations cannot be met because they have a 2-week shutdown of their factory in China.
Who was that?
That was
Kitron. Okay.
Yeah? So there was another outbreak of COVID there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or I think you call them the China virus as well. So
I don't know, but go ahead. You can use that.
Yeah.
So and then Scanfil had an announcement too, right?
Scanfil had an announcement too. They tightened their forecast regarding revenues, and I think they made some comment on the bottom line as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. 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 Well. This brings us to the end of this week. As we look forward to next week, we're obviously going to try to get caught up over the weekend here. We're both kind of way behind on quite a few projects. Next week, our plans have changed some. Why don't you tell us about what we have ahead? I think Tuesday is the only time where we'll be traveling to visit a company.
Again, yes. What you might have... heard that early this week the Swiss border was more or less closed for us because they had new regulations that you required a PCR test in order to get into Switzerland. We were not prepared. We have done a lot of so-called quick tests, but not a PCR test. And in actual fact, it's quite problematic at the moment to get a PCR test somewhere. So we are preparing now a second try to get into Switzerland. And in actual fact, I was able to arrange 2 meetings for Tuesday. We're going to be at a company, Secor, in the morning. And in the afternoon, we're going to meet the managing director of Fosch Electronic in Goldach. So we're going to have a bigger company and a smaller one, so we can see the differences as well. Both companies, I do expect, will show us quite some interesting things over there.
And then if I understood everything correctly today, you don't have to do a PCR test, but I have to do a PCR test. Is that correct?
Well, I'm not sure about that, and I'll probably take one as well, just to make sure that I don't end up being rejected at the border.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, so we need to coordinate that, I guess, Sunday or Monday. We got to figure that one out. And then again, I fly home a week from today. Today is Friday. I fly home December 17th, hopefully in time to get some Christmas shopping done still and spend the time with the family. So that's it for now. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned. We will be doing some more of these shows next week, and we'll do some roundup ones about not just about our visits, but about some of the ongoing themes that we are becoming aware of as we travel here. So that's it from Europe. Take care, folks.